Hey there, I'm Beth Donaldson, an entrepreneur that puts hustle and heart into everything I do. The Hustle and Heart podcast will give you real and raw advice about overcoming and embracing failures, challenges, and obstacles in order to climb to the top. But it all begins with you. Listen in to each episode to harness your power and achieve more than you ever thought possible. Get ready to own it all because you deserve it. Hey guys, I hope life is going well. And today we're going to talk about hustle culture, because owning and maintaining a business and an impactful life takes some serious dedication and hustle, and of course some heart too. But not everyone knows how to really hustle. In fact, even the most efficient business owners and individuals could stand to learn a few tips and tricks to get the job done. So tune in right now to listen to some of my tips and tricks that may help you learn what hustle and heart is all about. So what is hustle culture, you ask? Well, for me, this is how it goes. First on my list is establishing a strong morning routine for success. And this is a non-negotiable. In fact, all of the tips and tricks that I'm going to discuss today are really non-negotiables in my life for the most part. Of course, sometimes dependent on the season of my life or what's kind of going on. But for the most part, these are habits that I've just incorporated, and they are part of my hustle culture. So again, first on my list is establishing a strong morning routine for success. So I know this can be so cliche to so many people, but I am a firm believer that how you start your day sets the tone for the entire day. And then that just, it's a domino effect to the next day and the whole month. And next thing you know, it's just a beautiful thing when you can master this. So my morning routine, what it looks like is I do some meditation from an app, because I'll be real honest, I'm not great at meditation because I'm a busybody and it's difficult for me to just kind of be, which is one of the reasons I do it. But I do meditate and I use an app called Calm. So the meditation is just a 10-minute meditation every day. It's a mix up and I really enjoy it. I try to just be during those moments. Sometimes I do it from my bed, from my chair that I read in and journal in often, or sometimes I'll do it outside. So I always get that meditation in right away in the morning. And then every single day, 2 cups of coffee from my Nespresso machine. It's the best, better than any Starbucks you could ever have. So if you don't have an espresso machine, make sure to get yourself one. And then as I'm drinking my coffee, I do a few tasks at my home just to keep up with things at the homestead. So this could be anything from laundry and cleaning to making homemade detergent. I make my own homemade organic detergent. I have sensitive skin, so I started that several years ago, which, by the way, if you ever need a recipe, just message me or let me know, because it's great if you have sensitive skin. And during this time, I might also make like BB and Ty's food, my fur babies. Yes, they are spoiled because they're my fur babies and they deserve home cooked meals too. So I usually make that once or twice a week. It's like a little mixed casserole type deal. And while I'm doing the home tasks, I'm also listening to one of my Audible books to incorporate some self-growth time so that I'm not even able to make excuses. So this is a really good time to do something like that. And then I spend a couple hours every single morning in my home office. Even if I'm going into my business, I always make time for my home office in the morning because I'm so productive during that time. And then another part of my morning routine is to take a shot of fish oil and a shot of apple cider vinegar. I've been doing this for years, and both of them have great, great health benefits. So I'm always trying to make sure that I'm doing little things to help me with my long-term health. And then after that, I get down to my workout. I move my body every single day. I love to work out. It's not just amazing physically, but it's so good for me mentally. And I love starting my morning routine and my day with that. Having that part of my morning routine is working out. I have really started to fall in love with weight training, which is so interesting because for years I thought jumping on an elliptical for 45 minutes while I'm scrolling on social media was the secret sauce to having a great body. But I've learned that weight training is where it's at. And I really love that. I do incorporate some cardio here and there, but for the most part, it's weight training. And then, of course, I jump into the shower and I always end my shower with a 60-second cold rinse. I put it as cold as the water goes for 60 seconds. I've heard there's a lot of health benefits to that. There's a lot of benefits to your hair for that as well. And I just rinse in the freezing cold for 60 seconds. And then, of course, I get ready for the day. And during that time, I also listen to my Audible book. So I get a significant amount of time of personal growth into my morning routine, which is amazing. And then I am ready to hustle the day. So that is my morning routine in a nutshell. And I follow it every single day for the most part, whether I am at home or traveling the world or traveling for business, I really stick to that routine because, again, it just sets the tone for the day and it gets me ready for the hustle of the busy day. So the next thing that I feel plays a huge role in helping me keep this hustle culture alive in my life is the fact that I am so committed to self-improvement. I'm actually obsessed with it. Am I the only person obsessed with this? I'm just curious. I know I'm not because a lot of people I surround myself with are also obsessed with becoming the best version of themselves, but I'm literally addicted to becoming a better person and version of myself every single day in every way. So mentally, physically, emotionally, as a leader, as a partner, as a friend, from my mindset to my health and body, I want it all. And I want to be the best and I'm willing to hustle for it because it matters to me tremendously. So I'm curious how many people out there are addicted to self-improvement? Because when you level up, it's just a totally different thing. It's a totally different life you can live. And the self-love and how you love and feel is directly correlated with how you do in life. I strongly believe that because we all perform better when we feel confident. I mean, let's face it, like that's a no-brainer. If you're confident, you are going to perform better. You're going to feel better and you're going to be able to optimize and live your best life. So, I mean, recently I lost a shit ton of weight. I had gotten the heaviest I had ever been in my entire life. And I did this by making better choices. It was that simple, by deciding that I was committed to self-improvement. So when I'm talking about self-improvement, it's so much more than just one avenue in your life or one aspect of your life. So I was caught in this vicious cycle of, you know, being a business owner and putting like everything into that and going through different seasons of life and maybe just putting everything into another area of life. But the secret sauce is to make sure you're focused on all of the areas of your life so that you can be the best version of yourself. Because if you're a great business owner, but you have no balance and you're not focused on your health or whether it's your physical or mental health or your relationships or things like that, then does it really matter? You know, because you got to have a cohesive balance of all of it to really become the best version of yourself. So self-improvement is huge for me. So back to the weight loss thing. With the self-improvement, I had gained a lot of weight over the last few years. I could blame it on COVID. I could blame it on just all kinds of excuses I could make, which I'm not going to, but I was making excuses for a couple of years. And I felt like crap. And I just decided I was going to make it a priority. So I did that. And I started incorporating better decisions, better choices, because we know that our life is a direct reflection of our choices that we choose to do every moment, every day, and it compounds and builds our life. So by making better choices and incorporating good habits, little habits, and celebrating those small wins, like working out and self-love, and of course, some treatments and assistance outside factors as well, but I made it a priority and I did it. And I feel amazing. I always like to think that I put my health first, and I've been a pretty healthy person, and I am grateful for that, because without health, we have nothing. But I had gotten very unhealthy, and again, I allowed those excuses to just kind of compound, and I had gotten to the worst place physically. But it also affected me emotionally and mentally, until one day I woke up and said, F this, I'm done with this. So being committed to self-improvement in every single avenue of your life is key to live that hustle culture and be successful with it. Okay, so those of you that know me are not going to be surprised about this next characteristic that I feel like every hustle culture must embrace, is no excuses. If you know me, you know that I don't tolerate excuses, even from myself. In fact, right now I am taping this episode after being sick with no voice for nearly a week. So I apologize about the raspiness, but making it a no excuse mentality because of the hustle culture that I live in and making sure that I get the job done. So, you know, it could have been so easy for me to say, forget it, I'm not going to do this month's episode, or not today because I have no voice, but I didn't. So my point is no excuses, make it happen. Whether that's business related or personal related, just make it happen. And when you do, you will be so proud of yourself, because when there's a will, there's a way. So next up on my list of hustle culture is all about working smarter, not harder, because there are so many ways to incorporate this motto into your life in general. For me, it's mostly about my intention and where I focus my energy and my attention flows. So what I mean by that is, where are you giving your time and energy and being intentional? I just know so many people that are scattered all over the place, and they don't have a plan, and they don't have a system, and they don't have a calendar even, which, by the way, would drive me bananas. I have a calendar that everything is scheduled in, and it just gives me the ability to work smarter, not harder. And I am the best at what I do, but I'm not good at all things. So learning to just embrace my strengths and know what I'm good at and delegate the rest is so important, which brings me into my next point of the hustle culture, which is the power of delegation, the power of a team. So I used to kind of be naive about this topic, thinking that everyone on the team should be like me. We all need to be alike, and we all need to have the same strengths. And that is the furthest thing from the truth, because a powerful team is a team of individuals that are diverse and that are able to play off each other's strengths and weaknesses. And the power of delegation as a hustle culture is so critical. I also used to be one of those people that just wanted to do everything myself, because I felt like, oh, I'll do it faster, I'll do it better, I'll get it done now. And that is not the right mentality to have, because going back to working smarter, not harder, you will never be able to work smarter if you have that mentality. So being able to delegate to people who are experts at what you need them to do is so critical, whether that's in a business environment or at your home. I hire a team at my house to help with my yard, to help with different projects. I also have a team at my business. I also have a team that helps with my rental properties. And the power of delegation is huge. It frees up a lot of your time, not only because it might take you 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 times longer to get something done that you're not strong at, but also because you simply can't do it all. So make sure you use the power of delegation, and it will just be so life-changing. So you've heard me talk about this one a time or two. Never give up. even on your hardest days. Guys, you can have a car run through your business, be in a toxic relationship that you're trying to escape from, or even be a part of a global pandemic, but never give up. Because here's the thing, most people do, so don't be most people. You are worth the life you intentionally build because you don't give up. But are you going to do the work? I'm just curious. Are you going to do the work? Because it does take the work, the effort, and the intention, and the ability to never give up, no matter what you go through. Because there are going to be times when you want to give up. We all do. There have been times where I literally did not know what I was going to do next, but I got up and I put one foot forward and I never gave up. So it's really up to you. It's a mindset thing and it's pushing past how you feel right in this moment for the future. And this, again, can be true in every aspect of your life, but never giving up is definitely a part of hustle culture. Okay, so this one is massive. Do it right or just don't do it at all. I believe in that to the core. It's one of those things, like if you're not going to put everything you've got into it, why even do it? Nothing drives me more batshit crazy than someone that half-asses something. It's like, just don't do it at all, because someone else, it's going to fall on someone else's lap to have to redo it. I mean, this can be as simple as cutting the lawn. Like if you're not going to do it right, just don't do it at all. That's why I don't cut the lawn, because I don't want to, quite frankly. And I probably wouldn't make it look as beautiful as professional. So if you're going to do something, put everything you've got into it and do it the right way, or just don't do it at all. It's really that simple. And I believe that how you do anything is how you do everything. So if you're going to give 150% to this, then you're going to give 150% to everything in your life. And just make sure it's 150% the right way. So like the time whenever I kind of let my physical well-being spiral out of control, I was still giving it 150%, but I was eating 150% more. I was being lazy 150% more. I was giving excuses 150% more. So just because you may or may not give X amount of effort to certain things in your life doesn't mean it can be the opposite direction. So it's kind of like when you have strengths and weaknesses, your strengths can also become a weakness if you let it go the other direction on the spectrum. For example, being a perfectionist is a great thing in many ways, but if you allow that to become kind of a wall because you are never satisfied, then it can become a weakness. So just something to think about. I strongly believe, and of course, all of these tips and tricks that make a hustle culture, but doing it right or not at all is really that simple. So if you decide to make a commitment, just make that commitment and make sure you follow through. It's all about the follow through. So what about the benefits of a hustle mindset? A lot of people, especially in today's world, when we're a world that is trying to find balance, may or may not think that my hustle culture mentality is ridiculous. However, let's face it, balance is definitely something I strive for too. But even in the world of balance, I find that the hustle culture is necessary, at least for the lifestyle and the legacy that I want to build. So what are some of the benefits of adapting a hustle mindset? In my opinion, there are a magnitude of benefits to adapting to this kind of mindset, but truly it's all about everything we're kind of talking about. Like you're going to become the best version of yourself. You're going to be surrounded with amazing individuals when you have that hustle mindset, because you will not settle for the people that just don't get it. You know, some people just don't get it, or they don't even, it's not even in them to want to become their best version of themselves, or they are negative and full of gossip and all of these things. And that is not
in my opinion, a hustle mindset. So you're going to be surrounded by better people. That's another benefit. When you're surrounded by great things or not so great things, like, they are going to kind of wash off on you. So you are who you surround yourself with in the circumstances and in your mindset and your ability of how you're able to handle things. So to me, the benefits of the hustle mindset just go far beyond what you're doing right now. But again, it flows into every aspect of your life, from the ability to have emotional intelligence, to work smarter, not harder, to establish better habits, and to really just own your life. It's about owning your life and taking that responsibility that truly we all get to decide our destiny. Of course, I'm a spiritual person, and to an extent, we all have our destiny planned out for us. However, truly, we get to decide how we want to live our life. We get to decide what kind of life we want to create. Life is all about creating yourself. Every single day, you get to wake up and decide, today's the day I'm going to do this. I'm going to be this. I'm going to work on this. And by having that hustle mindset, you will, I promise, you will level up. And that's the coolest thing. Love when I find and see myself leveling up, or I look back and see where I was 2 years ago. Because sometimes the little habits and the baby steps and the little wins are hard to see in the moment, or the challenges you've overcome and the obstacles you've pushed through, it can be so rewarding. And to me, what's even more rewarding is to see other people, whether it's a friend or a partner or someone in my family or a team member, seeing them adapt the right mindset and the growth that can occur with that. It's so satisfying to me to see people grow, not just myself, but others as well. Okay, let's talk about systems and structure and support. This is something that I learned from one of my business coaches, and it has truly changed my life. I feel like I've always kind of been a structured person that really thrives with systems and support. I mean, who doesn't thrive with support, right? However, I've learned so much more about the depth and necessity for systems, structure, and support in every area of your life. And it is truly magical what can happen when you have these three S's and how it can really help with that hustle mentality and that hustle culture and just helping you kind of level up. So some systems may be as simple as how you do your grocery list or how you put together your calendar. I mentioned earlier how important my calendar is, and I actually used to be a paper calendar person until about, it's been almost a year actually, but I was one of those people that had the 8.5 by 11 little booklet that I carried around everywhere. And I like to write down everything I needed to do in my calendar. It was so satisfying being able to check it off. And about a year ago, I started converting to all digital. So now I go through my Google Calendar, and it was challenging for me. Like, it was so scary to make that change, which we all know change can be scary in any capacity. But now I've fully converted, and it's been amazing. So I put everything in my calendar, even like my morning routine times and even my rest time, because I do put my phone on do not disturb between the hours of 9 p.m. and 7 a.m. I have just found little habits and systems in my life that make it so much more fulfilling, so much more productive, and really help me stay aligned to where I need to focus and my priorities. So the systems for sure, and the structure also can be a big part of like the organization. Like for me, to have an organized pantry and an organized home is non-negotiable for me. If any of that is a mess, then I feel like every aspect of my life is a mess. And this kind of goes back to the mentality of how you do anything is how you do everything. So one of the things I left out of my morning routine is that I make my bed every single day as soon as I get out of it. And so structure and having a place for everything, having structure to my routine, having structure to my business, it is a game changer. And then finally, the support is so important in every aspect of your life, whether it is if you're going through a challenging time or a heartbreak, or just to have these systems and structure, you have to have the support. So you have to have the support around the home. You have to have the support around the business. You have to have the support at work, even if you're not a business owner. And so all of these are necessities to really embrace that hustle culture. Systems, structure, and support. It will change your life. One of the things that I also love to do to really lean into my hustle culture is to surround myself with people who challenge me. I kind of used to shy away from this because I don't know, maybe I felt like it was confrontational, or I wanted to be around people that were like-minded. And I do in the way of big thinking and hustle culture and wanting to become their best selves. But I don't want to be around like-minded people that think exactly like me in every way, shape, and form any longer. I want to surround myself with people who challenge me because it challenges my perception. It challenges my normal, because everyone's normal is so different. And who says your normal is the right way? People who challenge my mindset is so amazing. I love that, because we all just get so caught up in our own reality when that is not the only way. So people who challenge me, again, challenge my intelligence. You know, maybe I think that I know a lot about aesthetics, but then when I meet someone like Lori Robertson or some of the many amazing people in our industry, I'm blown away with the knowledge that they bring to the table. So I love people that challenge me in that way, challenge my limits. Like when you hire a personal trainer or when you start a new workout routine, I think the moment that I fell in love with weight training was when I started doing F45, which is more of like a hybrid. They do weight days and they do cardio days. But that's when I really fell in love with more of the weight side of things. So part of that is because it challenged my limits. Like I wasn't used to that actually. And I actually fell in love with it because I was open to that challenge. So beautiful things can happen whenever you allow yourself to be around situations and people that challenge you and challenge your mind, challenge your body, challenge your beliefs. Another thing that's really cool is like just being in places that challenge you. So that's one of the reasons that I love travel, is because the world is so colorful. And what I mean by that is there's so many things out there that we don't even know about. We're so closed-minded, all of us, whether we realize it or not, whether we want to be or not. I would definitely consider myself an open-minded person, but in reality, I'm closed-minded because I know like a little drop of what the world has to offer. And so when I am thrown into a new culture or thrown into a new situation, it's something that I lean into and I just really enjoy these days because it really helps me level up and lean into my hustle mindset, my hustle culture. So surround yourself with people and places and things that challenge you. So okie dokie, next on my list, hustle culture, is be a game changer. A game changer to me is someone that thinks outside the box, that does something different, that brings a unique perspective to the table, that isn't afraid to be original, that isn't afraid to be weird and odd and different, because to me, that's a game changer. You're changing the game, literally, whether that is in your industry or maybe family dynamics and family traditions. It can be a lot of things, but changing the game is something that I feel like every hustler, every hustle mindset, and every person that is looking to level up needs to learn how to change the game. Be a game changer. You may or may not like this next tip, or maybe some of the others I've shared, but here we go anyway. Success is a decision. If you want it, then work for it. I don't care what kind of background you have, where you came from, what you've got, who you are, what your past looks like. If you want it and you work for it, you will be successful. And again, all of this hustle culture that I'm talking about represents every aspect of your life. So mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, all of those aspects, success is a decision. So are you going to decide to do the work to make it happen and be successful in your relationships, in your business, in your career, in your body goals, in your health? Like, it's simply a decision. And if you make a decision and then do the work, so they go hand in hand, you have to make that decision and do the work, the daily habits, the action that you have to take, then success can be yours. But it's the people that want it and don't take action or simply have no desire to be successful in areas of their life are the ones that just can't make it happen. So if you make the decision and then take the massive action, you will be massively successful. Now, that's not to say you're not going to have many failures along the way, many obstacles along the way, many challenges along the way, lots of haters along the way, all kinds of roadblocks along the way, but you can't get at the top of the mountain without going through the valleys. So always remember that and stand strong in the decision and the actions that you take to get the success you want out of your life. Next step is about finding balance that aligns with your individual values and well-being to make sure that you're able to kind of leverage that hustle culture. So what I mean by that is, again, finding complete balance is almost impossible, in my opinion, because you're going to go through seasons and there's always going to be something thrown in your way. That's just how life is. And the challenges and the obstacles and the hardships thrown your way and how life ends up playing out is 90% how you react to it and 10% of what actually happens to you. So always remember that too. But you really have to find some kind of balance as close as you can through your individual values and making sure things are aligning with that so that you can align those values and your well-being. So what I mean by that, for example, when I opened my med spa business, I threw together some core values that I did believe in. They sounded great and they were put together well, but I threw them together. I put them up as our core values and read through them every so often. And that was about it. And I think that's what most organizations do, unfortunately. And then this year, during my New Year's goals, I decided to choose a word of the year, which was actually align. So I've really been focused on aligning a lot of things in my life. And one of those was making sure that my values, personal and professional, align with everything in my life. So I sat down and I really put a lot of thought and intention into reestablishing and recreating the core values of my business, but also I would say that they're core values of who I am as an individual as well. And I'll briefly share those with you because I'm really proud of them. And I have learned that when you really value your values and when they're authentic, that truly you're going to make most and close to all of your decisions. None of us are perfect. So once in a while you might make a mistake, but you're going to make your decisions both personally and professionally based on your values, right? So the core values that we put together were, the acronym is LEADERS, and the L is for level up, which you will hear me talking about a lot, including on this podcast. We all should be pushing ourselves to level up every single day. in every single way to become our best selves. E is for excellence. Everything I do, I want to do with excellence. I want to give it my all. Do it all or don't do it at all. Do it with everything you've got or don't do it at all. So excellence. And when you do it well, you're going to be so proud of that. When you half-ass anything, like, who's proud of that? How can you even be proud of yourself? So excellence to me is so important. Achievement is the A. So achievement is massive. Being able to have that sense of achievement with any of your goals in life is going to just give you confidence to become better in other ways. And achievement is huge. The D in the leaders is diversity. I talk a lot about this too, but even with surrounding yourself with other people that challenge you and might have your same mindset or throwing yourself into a new culture, diversity is key. That's what makes us grow and learn and expand and ultimately live our best lives. Because if you stray away from diversity and you, in my opinion, if you're not able to embrace diversity and you don't want that in your life, you are typically a judgmental person. Not to say we all have some judgmental versions and things in us. I know I do. I'm not perfect. But if you lean into diversity, I feel like you're just someone who can really be adaptable and go so much further in life because of having more resilience and diversity that you're surrounded with. So diversity is the D. The E is empathy. I'm an empathetic person. I love to surround myself with others who are too, as long as we balance it so that we aren't being taken advantage of. So empathy is huge. And I think when you're able to empathize with others, you can just be a better person and it's fulfilling and rewarding internally as well. The R in leaders is all about relationships. So if we think about it, what makes the world go round, what makes business go round, what makes a healthy home full of love go around is relationships, relationships with other people in many different forms. And the S in leaders is for strength. Strength to get through everything you got to get through because life is hard for all of us. Strength builds resilience. Strength builds the ability to live that hustle culture and to just grow every single day because you have the strength to push past your comfort zone. You have the strength to push through those challenges and objections, and strength is key. So those core values are not only the core values that I was so intentional about putting together for my business, but also are close to my heart when it comes to my personal values as well. So when I keep those values at the forefront of everything I do, I feel like I have the ability to find a little bit more balance because I'm able to align those values with everything around me. And ultimately, that helps my overall well-being. And lastly, but certainly not least, is always put heart into it too. So today's episode is about the hustle culture. But the main thing here too, obviously, you guys are listening to the Hustle and Heart podcast. So for me, I'm all about the hustle, but also the heart. And what I mean by the heart part of everything is when you're doing it, do it authentically, do it with everything you've got in your heart, do it with passion. That's the passion part. Passion also leaks into the hustle because when you love what you do, you just want to do it with everything you've got. And I strongly believe, I know hustle, the term hustle can sometimes be looked at in a controversial way. But for me, the hustle and heart is all about connecting your passion and delivering that to the world because you were put on this planet to fulfill your purpose. And when you put hustle and heart into everything you do, then magical things can happen. So I will leave you today with that. I hope this episode was valuable to you today. And I appreciate all the listeners. We're going to have some really amazing guests coming up, and I am wishing you all an empowered and successful month ahead filled with hustle and heart. Thank you so much for joining me today, and I'll talk to you soon.
There you have it, another episode of Hustle and Heart. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on your app and connect with me on social media so you don't miss a beat. I'll see you next time on the Hustle and Heart podcast.